I suppose the words going around the room here at Bute House as soon as that press conference was finished was, here we go again. Of course, that was the starting gun on another independence referendum here in Scotland. Nicola Sturgeon was absolutely clear when she took to this podium. She said that Theresa May, the UK government, has not moved an inch on the compromises for the people of Scotland. And of course, this all centres really around Brexit and the fact that Scots voted overwhelmingly to remain part of the EU. Of course, the UK voted to leave. And the argument is that the Scottish government has tried and tried and tried again to get access to that single market, that all-important single market, as Nicola Sturgeon sees it, for Scotland's voice to be heard as well. But she claims that all that she has been hit with is a silence, you know, a brick wall in these negotiations. She also pointed out that there is the possibility, as you've been talking about all day here on LBC, that Article 50 could be triggered tomorrow. And as she, as First Minister of Scotland, she hasn't even been informed. She hasn't even been given a heads up on any of these negotiations. So that really falls into the narrative that she has been going with throughout the last few months since that vote last year, that Scotland was told back in 2014 that its voice would be heard if it voted no to independence. And here we are again, Scotland's voice, in her words, not being listened to. Here's a bit of what Nicola Sturgeon had to say in this building here behind me this afternoon.
So I can confirm today that next week I will seek the authority of the Scottish Parliament to agree with the UK Government the details of a Section 30 order, the procedure that will enable the Scottish Parliament to legislate for an independence referendum. I will now take the steps necessary to make sure that Scotland will have a choice at the end of this process, a choice of whether to follow the UK to a hard Brexit or to become an independent country, able to secure a real partnership of equals with the rest of the UK and our own relationship with Europe.
So clearly the tone of that speech, the tone of the debate throughout this, these last few months, has been clear. She's now seizing upon what she calls this window of opportunity before the UK actually completely quits the EU. And she does hope to have this referendum between autumn of next year and the spring of 2019, so not that far away at all. And she does hope that the question would be the same as it was in 2014. Should Scotland be an independent country? Yes or no? And already here on the streets of Edinburgh, it's splitting opinion.
I was a no previously, so it's just changing to a yes, purely from what I feel like we were told with a no hasn't really been delivered.
It's game on, isn't it? I'm looking forward to it. It was a greatest period of my life.
She had a defeat in the last one and she'll be defeated in this one as well.
The formal process now, the Scottish Parliament will get a vote on this next week, and it's pretty clear, with the SNP supporting independence and the Greens also supporting independence here in Scotland, that makes up a majority in the Scottish Parliament, and it looks like the writing's on the wall.